Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Ben Koch, Brendan Sinone. And it's review week. Everything's review week in the summer. If you missed earlier in the month, but last month we talked about how we're going to take it a little bit easier in the summer, do reviews, one episode, not two per week, change things up a little bit. And then when the fall comes around, we'll relook at going back to two a week, upping some content for you guys. But people are traveling, people are doing stuff. This is a lot easier for, honestly, us, and we don't really care about anybody else. So this is what we're doing. Ben, Brendan, how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Have you ever watched that, Ben? You ever watched, what's it called?
Where's that from?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb. I was going to say Comedians in Cars. It's all.
Really? I know that line, but I don't watch that show. So
you would like it. Well, maybe you wouldn't. It's like an R-rated Seinfeld.
Ben's got some Larry David to him.
Right. That's why I think he would like him. Because like Jerry's kind of a jerk, but Larry David's like a whole nother level of jerk.
I mean, he's George. Yeah. Right? Like he's who George is based off of, so it's the unfiltered version of George, basically.
Yeah. True.
That'd be it.
Okay. So we have it's my favorite month of the year. You guys know what month it is?
Yes, I do know what month it is.
It would be your favorite month. Never mind.
I don't get it. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
Woo!
I'm really proud of that joke. So, TJ month. Let's move it along here before I get in trouble. TJ month is on the docket. And so we're going to review something that I've picked. We're going to review four things this month that I've picked. I've told both of you guys this individually, but I'll tell the listeners too. I'm not necessarily going big board here. I'm not taking four hacks at the big board. That's not my strategy.
Ben, this is loser talk, right? Like he's just trying to set this up.
I wasn't trying that hard. Here's what I'm doing. I got two things.
I got two things that should make the big board. If you guys knew what they were and we reviewed them, I think they would both have very good chances of making the big board. I'm not saying they absolutely make it, but they should be in that seven range, which would make the big board. I've got one thing that I know that Ben likes a ton. One thing that I like a ton and don't care if it makes the big board or not. Just want to kind of see you guys' reaction to doing it blind. And then one thing that I think if it were cheaper, it would make the big board. But I think its price is going to exclude it from it. But I do think you guys will like it. It's kind of out there, but we'll see. Nothing as crazy as like Balcones or anything. So should be fun. Not going to tell you which one is which week because I don't want to influence anything. Sure. But got a fun one tonight. Also want to tell everybody about this. We don't mention this a whole time, but we are part of the Roll Up Network. If you listen to any of the FSU stuff, the Double Fries that I'm on, if you listen to any of the other podcasts. I know that we have a bunch of Gator fans and stuff in here too that watch and listen. So maybe you listen to Stadium again. We are part of the Roll Up Network. Recently just entered into a deal with Gramco. Gramco is your one-stop shop for all Delta 8 products. You can go to thegramco.com. If you're having to take a break from alcohol or you're in a place where you can't drink alcohol, check out the gummies, check out the Wake and Bake coffee. They've got really, really good products. You can use code bourbon25 at thegramco.com to get 25% off. I have not mixed alcohol. Actually, that's not true. I did at the spring game.
Spring game. I saw you the morning after. And
I have not. Well,
you
I haven't done that except for that one time that I did that. It's an interesting experience. Delta 8, if you're not familiar with it, you can go to thegramco.com and find out more about it. But they're an industry leader. They've got a huge farm in Florida that I've been to. Really, really neat operation stuff that they've got going on there. You can get, again, pre-rolls, vapes, gummies, Wake and Bake coffee, whatever you need. Bourbon 25 at checkout. Save 25%. And tell them we sent you. You'll tell them we sent you by using the code. So I put a bunch of Gramco gummies in. I'm sprinkled it into Ben's bourbon tonight. So hopefully he enjoys the powder.
Yay.
So, all right. If you guys will do me a favor, go on mute. No, I'm not on mute. I don't care if you're mute or not. But take your headphones out, turn your volume down, whatever you got to do. I'll wave my arms when we come back, and I'll tell the people what we're drinking, and we'll go from there. So you guys both good?
Please don't show us the bottle like an idiot.
All right. You guys good? Both of you good? All right. I guess they're good because they're not responding. So, okay, tonight we are drinking a Maker's Mark stave profile of cannoli. I just want to say that up front so that way I don't have, you know, I figured they think maybe they're looking at my lips, maybe they're not. I don't know. But a Maker's Mark stave profile of, it's a 02431. Ben absolutely loves this. And so should be a lot of fun. Should be something that maybe if his palate wasn't messed up from being sick, which he just already used that excuse, should be something that they both really, really enjoy. Again, it is a Maker's Mark stave profile cannoli. I think that this is something that the guys are really, really, really going to enjoy. Hopefully they do. You guys know about the different staves that they use in this stuff. Again, this one is a 02431, 0 baked American puree, 2 seared French cuvee, 4 Maker's 46, 3 roasted French mocha, 1 toasted French spice. It is a 111.4 proof, bottled in January of 2021. This was, I got this from, Lukens. So I believe it was a Lukens Davidoff collab. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's where it was. So got it from Lukens. Ben loves it. It's his favorite stave profile. We'll see if he picks it up on it tonight or not. And let's get into it. Let's get into the review. Okay. How'd you guys do?
I mean, I didn't see anything, so that's good.
That's good. Can you guys read lips? I kind of worried about
that. I tried to aggressively, but you covered them up, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave up at that point.
So, okay. The nose on this thing. Let's jump into it. For those, we're not reading it yet. So, yeah, let's jump into it.
Ooh. All right. So, I will start with the nose. Mm. I find it to be enjoyable because I get a ton of wood spice on it. And there's a depth in what I would describe as a lot of character to it. I would imagine age, but we're not trying to guess. I imagine this age forward, like it's going to be pretty good with the years. But there's a nice spiciness to it. A little bit of caramelization, creme brulee.
It is nice.
But it is very spicy, custardy, a lot of ease going on, but very sweet. But that wood oaky forwardness kind of brings some balance and character and depth to it too. So cinnamon. Yeah, this is very, very nice. I'm enjoying the nose so far, Ben.
Yeah, let me put an asterisk with mine. I was pretty sick last week and kind of blew up my palate. And so I'm still on the recovery train. Right. So I'm still on the recovery train. And so my palate's not 100% there yet. That being said, I do pick up on a lot of the things that that Brendan was talking about with some spice and custard. I get a lot of dark characteristics, you know, like really dense caramel, a lot of the sweet stuff. Like this is very sweet fruit, not fruit, but like very like caramel, oak, vanilla forward to me, at least on the nose. I get maybe a little bit of banana. Like
I thought that too, Ben. I'm with you. I got
but
that.
It's like not enough to, again, my palates could be messing with me on that one, but I've been sipping it and it's not like a really high proof product. So I'm trying, I don't know if that fits into any of the Brown-Forman product yet. I'm trying to figure out.
That's what banana got me thinking that too, for sure.
But this is so much fun to be on this side of the chair, by the way. You guys have both gotten to experience this. It is really fun to like hear you guys go through this, and you guys haven't like, I don't think reveled in it as much as I am, but I'm really enjoying it.
The palate is really good though. I'm enjoying it a lot. Like it, a lot of those caramel and vanilla, maybe some creaminess notes are on the palate more than on the nose. Again, I'm picking up like a banana almost, like a banana. Like I love Bananas Foster, and so to me, it's you put a little bit of cream with cinnamon and, you know, alcohol. It's Bananas Foster, you know?
The other thing that kind of – so now that we're going down the banana lane, if
I think we're wrong on that. But
the banana lane.
No, I think there's a little bit. I don't want to jump on the banana train too much because of the other fruit forwardness that I'm getting. Some cherry on the nose and then on the palate as well, which, you know, shocker, right? Cherry for cherry, not sherry, for a bourbon, not a big surprise. A little bit of when Ben mentioned dark notes, I thought he was going to go down this path of raisins, and I'm getting like a darker, like dried fruit type of vibe with raisins. Mm-hmm. I know what brand I associate that with, and the only thing I would add to what Ben said on the palate, because I'm getting all that very sweet, creamy vibe. I'm getting a little toastiness, like almost like a toasted nut, which gives me like, make me think so like a banana bread almost with like the toasted walnut or something like that as well with it.
I can see this being finished. Like, this is not a rye. This doesn't taste like a wheat to me. This is very much like it could be a finished bourbon, like a double oaked bourbon, or I don't know if it's toasted.
If it is a wheat, Ben, it's finished in something that would change. I think it's a bourbon. Yeah, it potentially toasted finish. I don't think it's finished in anything else other than like a toasted or double.
Yeah, it's not like brandy or
no, it's not fruity enough to pick up anything, something else. TJ, what do you TJ? I know you can't give us too much, but like nose, profile, palate, like are you experiencing this similarly as us?
Yeah, I not as much on the banana, maybe a little bit because you guys mentioned it, so that I don't know if I really got that or if it's just suggestion.
I don't think it's enough to be Brown Foreman.
Yeah, and so I'm getting a lot of the creaminess that you guys mentioned, definitely some of the spice, not like a rye spice at all, but like a barrel spice for sure that you guys are mentioning. Mm-hmm. I can also kind of pick up some of that toasted, some of that finish that you guys are talking about. I won't tell you if and how it's finished. I'll say this. When you find out what it is, the picking up toasted or picking up finished, you're going to say, oh, well, duh. Maybe that wasn't a massive hint or anything, I think you guys are, I don't think your palates are like way off. I think it's a pretty traditional, pretty classic, tasting.
Yeah.
Drink whiskey. I'll say, I don't want to give anything too much away.
All right. What about the finish here, Ben?
Finish is really nice to me. It's so sweet. This is so like Michter's toasted bourbon or something. But it doesn't have a whole. Okay, so to me, the proof is very. It's probably under 100. It's like 98.
Yeah.
97. I mean, it's not there. The finish is really good for it being low proof. And that's why I'm thinking it's kind of like, it has to be something really good. Because it hangs on. Definitely sweet. The finish is very sweet. This is a very sweet, sweet experience overall. Again, my palate is still recovering. And so I think I'm on the right path of just overall sweetness.
The right?
It is so, path, yeah. Maybe? Yeah, not that path.
Yeah.
But a path.
Oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. TJ, was it the full 2 ounce? Yeah, I don't know which one to pour now.
It was the full 2 ounces.
Yep. No, but what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, let me see which one was. See if I can tell which one was darker. Of course, you poured them. No, it's the darker one.
Just sniff both of them, man.
It's the darker one for sure.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Okay. Yeah, one's a rye.
The other one would be very distinct.
The other one is not a rye. Okay, cool.
Yeah, one's very sweet.
Spoiler alert, Ben. This is not a rye because I just smelled a rye. And Okay. So we can eliminate that from the conversation.
Yeah. This is outrageously sweet.
That's cheating. This would be whatever.
What?
Yeah.
If anybody would have guessed rye, though, like any part of this, I'd have, you know, not, you haven't given one note of rye. If somebody had gotten to the end of this and said rye, I'd have been like,
rye spice or just spice, whatever.
Yeah. All right, you want to go through what you think it is, Brendan?
No, let's rate it. Let's rate it before we guess.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
we'll stop short of value. Okay, for those that don't know, 2 points for the nose, 4 for the finish, 1 for the... I'm sorry. 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, 1 for finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity, and 2 for value. We'll do value after you guys have given your guesses as to what it potentially is. Ben, you get 2... I'll let you guys go first on this. I'll let you flip-flop, and then I'll go last on each one. Ben, 2 points for the nose.
175.
175. That's an above average one for somebody that was supposed to be
sick. Above average. No.
Yeah. So Brendan? Sweet.
I'm with Ben. I was kind of between 1.5, 1.75, and just not knowing what it is. Like, I don't want to gas it up too much. But if I'm being honest with myself, this is an excellent, sweet, beautiful nose. Not shocked that TJ picked this one because he loves sweet things, and this is a sweet thing in a glass.
Sweet thing in a glass. I love that. No, there's a good amount of depth to the nose. It is very sweet. I think we've all said this. Like, we have different preferences on how we want our bourbon to taste, but everybody loves sweet smelling bourbon. So this definitely hits on that. There's a good amount of depth. It's somewhat complex. 1.75 for me as well. Taste, Brendan, you can start us off out of 4.
Out of 4. All right. So baseline of at least a 3 on this. I think it's a really nice, high-end palette. I don't think there's a ton of complexity to it, but there is what it does very well. So I'm going to go 3.25 on it. I think it's a high-end, well above average, good to borderline great palette. Ben?
Yeah, I'm at a 3. I think it's really good. Which a 3 is very good. So there you go.
Okay.
Interesting. A 3 there. Finish. I'll go 3.5, by the way. I'm going to bump it up just a tad more than
that. Homer.
Maybe, but I'll beat it up somewhere else. Ben, finish. You get 1 point. I'm sorry for telling you. I wish you would have asked. I know you like asking on that one.
Yeah. 0.75. Above average.
I'm in agreement. The finish gives me the most, like, confliction that it's Old Forester, because that's where like the most banana, like fostery vibe of it is. But yeah, it's not a super like strong finish, but it's a very pleasant one.
I'll go 0.75 as well. Yeah, I think it's above average. I don't know that it's elite. It is really, really good though. Like Ben said, it holds on for a long time. I was high though on taste, so I won't, you know, go high again and kind of cheat this thing. I could have easily given this a 1. Because I was high on taste, I'll give this a 0.75. I like the finish a ton on it. Cohesiveness and complexity, Brendan.
I'll go with a 0.75. I don't think it's super complex. There's good depth to it. It's extremely cohesive, so much so to where it's pleasant and cohesive. I almost give it a full 1, but I'll hold off on it just because I think it maybe does like 4 or 5 things well, but it does them at a pretty borderline elite level.
Yeah, I'm 0.75 as well. Not as a depthy. But a lot of consistency.
Yeah, I think it is pretty complex too. You guys talked about how I think. Well, let me back up. I'm going to go 0.75 as well.
We're arguing for a quarter point.
I'm going to go 0.75, but I don't.
Okay, great. Okay,
wait. There you go. Ben had to wait outside TJ's house in the pouring rain for 20 minutes to get to this podcast to get the sample. So now, if he's a little
short. My explanation.
Right, but it's a little more complex. So
my explanation might have given things away. So I'm just going to go 0.75, subject to change. Yeah. Sure. Okay. You guys want to guess what this is? Let's guess. Type, price, proof. And what it is. So
are we doing
type,
MSRP?
Yes.
Or are we doing a secondary? Okay.
It's not. Yeah. MSRP.
Dang.
All right. So I'm doing a little bit of research here. I mean, I'm starting off with this is a bourbon. It might be a finished bourbon, but I will confidently enter the mix here with it's a bourbon.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree. I'm bourbon.
You want to add any stipulations around that? You want to say it's finished? You not want to say it's finished?
No, it's. I mean, bourbon. You can okay. Bourbon a rye finish wheat. Is a second category.
Do I get that answered right now? If I guess
no.
Proof.
You have to get all the way through. 98. This is not high.
I'm gonna go with 101.
I'll turn you. Price. It is not Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
It's not Wild Turkey?
I mean, it's not Wild Turkey 101. I just said.
Yeah. This could be like a $75 bottle. Again, I'm really struggling here, but I think, yeah, $75.
I'm going to go with 100. I think it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't disagree. Continue. $100.
Unless it's like Old Forester 1910, it's not. Yeah, it's got to be.
No, I don't feel like it's 1910.
I don't either. It's pushing at least 60. Like, there's nothing that's going to have this flavor profile, a toastiness that's going to be less than $60. And yeah, most times when you get to that, and we know the ones that are $60, right, Ben? So that's what I'm guessing. It's probably in the higher range of closer to 100 would be, my guess.
Okay. Yeah. Next question, TJ.
What is it?
I have a question on this. It might, Ben, let me ask
you. Let me also tell you guys this before we go. Ben has this as a 6.25, Brendan in a 6.5, and I'm in a 6.75. So, like, before value, we're in a 6.5 aggregate.
Yeah.
This is bordering big board, banger, depending on what it is and value.
Yeah.
And
stuff like that.
Ben, let me ask you. I feel like it's,
yeah, continue.
I might be giving you a hint as to what I'm thinking, but we can work together here. Do you have an allocated Wild Turkey bottle in your collection that you guys may have gotten about a year ago?
Yeah.
Wild Turkey one is not in your collection?
It's not one.
Okay. That would have been kind of what I was guessing.
That would have been a good question. I think
I broke in and stole Ben's bourbon for my month. I texted Melissa, hey, is Ben home? I'm coming to steal some bourbon.
I mean, as someone who's broken into Ben's house before with TJ, he doesn't need permission from Ben's wife.
To me, it's like, I feel like this is funny. Like a Michter's toasted bourbon or a Woodford double oak. And so I think I'm going to go double oak. The proof is a little bit higher than what I think it is. I don't know if the Michter's toasted bourbon is barrel strength. I think the rye is. I don't think the bourbon is.
Just for whatever it's worth, it's not.
He also gave me a solid pour of this, which makes me think that it's, it's not allocated, you know? And so in my head,
I felt bad that you were in the rain. Don't read too much into that.
Yeah, I feel like it's, I don't know. No, I think this was a
full 2 ouncer for me too, Ben. I
feel like it's Michter's toasted bourbon. I think it's good. I haven't had Michter's toasted bourbon in a long time.
Does he have that in his collection potentially?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. That's a good one. Oh, so you have the advantage.
I'll let that one run out.
I know.
So you're going with that. You're going over that over the double oaked, correct?
It's I feel like it's one of those. I'm not 100% positive. I feel like if you put like a little bit of alcohol in double oaked, then it'd be there.
I just alcoholed it up a little bit when I ran it for 5 seconds. Yeah, if you just evaporated
some water off of it.
Yeah. What's Michter's double oaked?
There is
toasted barrel. Tell us what's the proof on it.
I think it's 94.
Oh, you think it's 94? This is more than 94. Yeah, does he have a Peerless double oaked in his collection?
Yeah. I think this is better than that, though.
That'll be my
91.4.
I've never
Peerless Double Oak isn't that good. Not in comparison to this.
I've never had it before, but just the proof. I think I looked it up. It's 107. I think this is closer to like the 100.
This is better.
Plus range.
This is better.
I'll go Peerless Double Oak.
That's not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice.
Let's.
All right, you both missed. Ben. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You both got it right. Then it's a bourbon.
Right.
You both missed on. Well, let's just say you both got it right. It's a bourbon. I want to tell you what kind. It's a Weeder. It's a Weeder bourbon.
Oh, this is a Maker's Mark finish.
I mean,
it's a state finish Maker's Mark.
Proof is 111.4.
That feels good. That feels really good.
So not. I should have guessed. I should have guessed on these. I would have got them all right. Yeah. Price is and might give away once you know $70. So Ben got that pretty close to
Maker's
right.
Mark. Yeah.
It is Ben's favorite Maker's Mark. It's the cannoli.
Cannoli.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good
choice. Cannoli. Really, really good. I got the blur on, but cannoli is okay. So that's again why I couldn't say anything, but you guys were picking up that it was toasted or finished. There are four of the Maker's 46 in here, which are the toasted. Remember, that's the toasted one. Mm-hmm. And then a toasted French spice, which is also toasted. And then you've also got the seared French cuvée. So this would very much feel like a finished. Now, here's the thing. That's just what it's aged in. So it's not technically a finished.
It's not finished.
It's not post-finished, right? Like it's part of the original process. So that's where I was kind of like, I can't really give that hint because like there's only one thing that's like that, you know, that gives the finished characteristics.
It's really good. I stand by the cannoli being amazing.
This is awesome.
Yeah. No, it is. I was very, as soon as Ben said that he was worried because he was sick, I was like, oh, shoot. He's going to rate poorly his favorite one, and I'm going to give him a crap about it forever, you know?
No.
But you did really like it. This is a really good one. This is one of the best Maker's Stave finishes we've ever had. And
I would agree.
Going back to you guys were talking about banana and stuff, I think you're really spot on with the custard kind of finish. And so, like, custard, banana, like, very, you know, like, I could see how you could, like, go one or the other there. I don't think you're way, way off with that. Not a lot of chocolate. There are three roasted French mocha in here. I think at the very beginning, you guys talked about some dark notes and stuff, but that's kind of the one note that I was missing. And again, all this said, this is probably, knowing what I know and picking up on all these different things and having all this in my mind, I do think this is pretty complex. You guys talked about it tasting like banana, tasting like the fact that it tastes like a finished whiskey without being a finished whiskey technically. Yeah. I think there is more complexity there than but again, it was a quarter point, so I wasn't so worried about it. But yeah, really good bottle.
I like it. All the Maker stuff is really good.
We should rewind the tape when Ben said this was not, he did not think it was a weed. I said, if it is a weeded, it is finished.
And I didn't say my palate was perfect. I told you.
Yeah. When he said it wasn't a weeder, but it doesn't have all of those weeder characteristics because of how much it's finished on the back end.
Yeah.
Well, which it's not again, but how much is finished from the start, right? Like
the spice carries it for sure from the stave profiling. Yeah. And the creaminess, really. And I guess if you're saying something's cannoli, like that's a huge element of it. And the creaminess is something that we got on the nose, on the palate, on the finish that was pretty prevalent.
A ton of creaminess, a ton of that custard that you guys are talking about, a little spice, a little chocolate.
Yeah.
This is one of the most excellent Maker's. And I don't.
Good pick.
I was generous with it because I know you guys would both like it, but I
did like it.
Yeah.
It was good.
I was like, this is one that I'll be pretty friendly
with.
I think if you are looking for more, I think some of the because it's what's the name of the Lukens, right? It's Lukens store pick.
Yeah.
I think some Lukens are off the beaten path, like more in
Dunedin-ish and all that.
Yeah, if you go to Dunedin or to like St. Peter.
That's
area,
like their main store. It's off the beaten path.
No.
But it's their main store.
Not Dunedin. There's a Clearwater on the small. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one in St. Pete definitely had that like 6 months ago. Still had the cannoli one.
Yeah.
And that one's a beaten path one. I don't know what one by Dunedin is, but the one.
It's the main one. It's like
is that the one off 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a pretty big one.
It's massive. Yeah. Okay, so this is a $70 bottle. Obviously, you'll never find this one again, but Maker's Stave profile stuff is not hard to find. Yeah, and that's why I think it's actually really going to do pretty well on value right now when you consider kind of what you're getting. Again, what do you guys think for Brendan? What do you got on value on this?
Well, definitely above average value. I mean, I was thinking it was potentially a $100 bottle. Some of that was you were trying to impress us, but definitely we thought it was like well over like $60. And drank like
definitely
it.
Better than a typical bottle.
So I'm gonna go. You can't get it all the time. You get something similar to it. We love the Maker's Mark. I think value, like, and it drinks is something that is pretty damn good. So I'm gonna go 1.1 1.75. I think it's pretty. Wow. I think it's pretty great value.
I thought you were gonna go 1.25 when you said that.
Between 1.5 and 1.75.
I'm 1.25. I think I'm 1.25. Yeah. It's a great bottle.
Yeah, I'm probably splitting the difference. I think this is a 1.5 for me. Very above average. I like this a ton. Great drink. Brendan almost convinced me to go 1.75, but I'm going to go a slight bit less. That takes our final scores, boys. I've got let me do some math here.
Let's calculate it.
I've got an 8.25. Whoa. Brendan has an 8.25. And Ben has a 7.5.
Lightning already up.
aggregate on that is, are we really?
Let's go.
Aggregate on that is an 8. It is an 8. Does that mean that it makes the big board in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, this has been a hell of a run.
My first one. This was obviously every other one.
So yeah.
I mentioned one that I knew Ben liked, and I'm glad that even though he was a little bit under the weather, a little bit not feeling great.
Yeah.
Glad that he was able to.
My palate performs no matter what. I just heard that TJ is
glad that Ben had COVID. Is how I understood that.
He didn't have COVID. Shout out Patty. that's a long story. Brendan, so 3 more weeks of TJ month.
I love inside jokes. I hope to be part of one someday.
Maybe, but probably not. Did Double Oak even make it out of the distillery? It is a distillery only release. I may have.
But TJ has some. So that's why I was like, it's there. Yeah.
It is good, though. We did a rapid review on it. So, Brendan, you have a pursue and purchase this week.
What did you buy?
Brendan? You know, this is actually something that I was pursuing a while ago and had. Friend of the show, Pat Davis, tell me like 6 months ago, this hit up the Market Square Liquor here in Tallahassee.
Patty D coming through.
And it had it, like I went to the Market Square Liquor. It wasn't there. They said they didn't know if it was on the shelf. I don't know if it ever got put out, whatever. But he told me, he gave me a little hint again, said maybe you want to check it out. I love this. I know Joe Decadence, Joey D loves this. This is a Chattanooga Bottle and Bond 2018 spring.
2018.
I love
Send me the samps.
I will send you a samp. I know when I haven't had a bottle of this. Joe sent us samples about a year ago. I forget which year that was. It was awesome. Guys, I picked this up for about $55. I haven't bought a ton of bourbon lately, but this was one that I love Chattanooga whiskey. I was really happy to get it. So shout out to Patty D, to Joey D. Shout out to D's in general. D's nuts.
You are 7. All right. Hey, that was a good one. That was good. That was a good start to TJ month. I don't know. That's probably going to be the highest rated that we do. But, hey, it was fun. Nothing like starting fast and finishing early. Shout out, Brendan. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you listen, if you watch, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button, hit the retweet button if you're on social media, Twitter, wherever. We appreciate you guys' support. We love the interactions. We love our friends of the show, Jason,
Elliot,
Sean, Elliot, Joe D. Love when you guys interact with us and show us what you're drinking on social media. I think Ben's going to come over to my house and watch a little bit of this hockey game tonight. So we'll pour something else and put it on social media. But thank you guys for hanging out. For TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Cock, again, bourbon25 at thegrahamco.com. Save yourself some money. Cheers.
Cheers.
Man, I really kicked that month off good, didn't I?
Mom. Brendan's being weird.
It's a normal day.
'Alien blows out of the guy's chest.
Is that your alien, or are you just happy to see me?